People always say that there is no such thing as a free lunch in this world, but what if a free meal is offered for those in need? People living in a residential community in Shanghai now can get free food from a refrigerator. The nearby restaurants or supermarkets replenish the fridge and keep it full. So, guys, tell me more, first of all, about how does this community fridge work?
Absolutely, and this is a testament to how Roundtable tries to solve problems. Today, we're tackling world hunger, and we're niching it on this sharing fridge. So let's talk about the sharing fridge. It's a charitable scheme in which members in a community can provide a place for food, normally a refrigerator, for people who need to eat. Any extra food can go into this fridge. So there's two examples in Shanghai. The first sharing fridge was in Xikang, in the Putuo district. It was set up on a street at the end of September 2016. The food is from a nearby restaurant. The food cannot be served in the restaurant because it doesn't meet, I guess, appearance standards. The staff from the restaurant put out an average 30 meal boxes of food in the refrigerator per day. The fridge is refilled twice a day at noon and in the evening, respectively. And basically, the food goes really fast. There's a need for it. The staff has said that when they're watching people come, the food's normally gone in 10 minutes to sometimes an hour and a half tops. But basically, it's never just sitting in there. People are taking it basically the day of. Same in the other example. But basically, guys, I want to say that I think this is a really cool idea. The thing is that these kind of cool ideas are often inhibited by regulation. Let's talk about the most obvious regulation. How nice is it that people are basically, some people will see this as, oh, you're feeding the people that are hungry. Others will say, oh, you're giving away food you don't want. What's wrong with the food? And you're just pawning it off on other people. That's not right. There needs to be regulation to make sure you're giving them good food. Why give them food that doesn't look right? So, there's two, I guess, arguments here that I could see two camps fighting about this issue. For me personally, I'm one of those people that say, put the food in there, especially if it's something as trivial as appearance, and put on the door, just a verbal contract, saying, hey, listen, the food we put in here is not food that we are okay with selling. We promise that it's just appearance-based problems and this and that. Basically telling them why the food's not being sold in the restaurant, and then let them make the choice. But I think at the end of the day, less waste and more people not going starving is always a good thing.
Yes, I totally agree. That is why I feel like maybe because currently the food is only provided by certified restaurants and supermarkets rather than individuals. I get it. People want the food to be safe and up to certain standards to make sure the food are have a when they're made, the date is on the boxes, so it's safe and it's not. Let's say certain leftovers that are not supposed to be served for people. But I do feel maybe if you include individuals into this kind of program, more things can be done, more food will not be waste. Instead, sharing with others, and also what a good education opportunity. You bring your kid, you put the food in the refrigerator, and you say, when we have extra, we help people. It's really nice, and it will do more than just sharing.
Yeah, there has been examples of this also happening in, let's take Berlin. They had 25 sharing fridges that fed 110,000 citizens. But according to BBC reports, Berlin city officials declared the fridges have been a health hazard, citing them as unhygienic and not properly packaged. But basically, by 2014, none of these fridges or anyone that had used them had given any complaints about them. And so I think, sometimes laws just get too restrictive. And I think here, let's let human beings take the risks themselves and say, Yes, let's put some loose guidelines saying don't put any food that's bad in there. Don't put any food that is going to make someone sick. But if it's appearance or something like that, and make sure that, yeah, of course, that it's hygienically kept in the fridge and everything's okay. But still, no complaints, no complaints, and 110,000 people fed. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a really amazing fact, and I think that is a great way to try to find a solution for two problems. Two, what is it?
Very good point.
One stone, two birds, whatever.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. See,
Perfect.
I'm allergic to numbers most of the time, but actually, I have some interesting concrete numbers that I would like to offer you that I think this is. Something interesting that's happening in China, but we see in other countries too. And actually, it's an
Yes, yes,
alarming
yes.
fact that increasingly, as we see with societies becoming more civilized, people have higher standards for what they want in their everyday life, let's say living standards, and also food standards. I see in Japan, actually, this figure came out last year that, listen to this, 18 million ton of food has been wasted in Japan, one country
It's
alone.
crazy.
And most of that waste comes from supermarkets and restaurants, and it's not even expired food because simply these groceries are not fit pretty enough to reach the supermarket shelves. Or this is a fish that's got a bit, I don't know, missing. So it's not fit to be presented on a dish in a restaurant. And what do people do about it? That is throwing it in the garbage. So with a
Gosh.
highly developed country, you see this as the common practice. And I don't think China is nearly there yet, but we're seeing that food waste is wasted in a
It's happening.
happening and slightly different way, but also I feel with societies getting more civilized, we're more into appearances, and this is going to be a common problem.
Everybody all around the world, we talk about hunger and trying to end it, but I think it's almost sounds like from what you said, it's just a problem of logistics. Getting that wasted food before it's actually bad and maybe just an appearance to the people that need it because there's so many tons of it. And these developed countries like Japan or I would even say the US just waste tons of food. I can give you a perfect example. During college, I worked at this very upscale grocery store called Whole Foods. Or if you live in the States, whole paycheck is what we call it because that's how much you spend going there. But basically, we had very high-end products. And if there was just a little dent or something like that, you'd have to do what was called wasting. And there's employees there, there was college kids there that, we were making money, but at the same time, like we could have eaten that. And I remember as I was throwing this almost perfectly good piece of cheese or meat or something in the trash, I was like, this is wrong. Like, this is edible. This can be eaten. But just because of some corporate or regulation law on corporations like Whole Foods, this needs to be wasted. And it's really sad to see that there's starving people in the world and this also happens.
Yeah, and but well, I think it's a really good thing, but we do see some kind of problem here. As in, let's say it's a specific example. It's one day a local community member took away all the food from the fridge and put them in his gigantic bag. Feels like he's trying to feed his. No, maybe whole family, and that is not something we should do, and that is the problem we see. But I still feel like this maybe taint on this accident, or this one accident, shouldn't temper the whole, let's say, program. And also with the program going on, more and more fridges being built, I think this kind of things will be happening less.
Yeah, there was a example of someone actually just taking a bunch of food, and when I read about that, these kind of things hurt my faith in humanity. But for those reasons, definitely, I would say they need supervision. But I
Yeah.
think it's overall a good thing.
Yeah, it's overall a good thing, and I think this is very encouraging and feels that this community has a very close, tight connection with each other. That's always good, and avoiding food waste and making good use of it so those who are in a less advantaged position can benefit from it. That is great. But also, this is initiated by the neighborhood committee, so it's got government backing, but I do wonder, this is relying on the goodwill of those restaurants. I think if we can make it into more of a system that we can encourage the restaurants to get involved and maybe even individuals get involved, you know, make the community a better place for people and, you know, more communities can learn from it, it could be a very, very good thing. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Neil Holin.